Did a small family gathering in Kentucky get invaded by creatures? Did Lucky and Billy defend their kin from certain death in a backwoods holler? Did a 2017 eclipse signal aliens to return to Kentucky? Today we test the believability of the Kelly Hawkinsville Goblins.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual,
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
That is right. Thank you for tuning into today's episode.
This is the first time I think you ever did that. That is right.
I liked it. I wanted to get back into it. I wanted to do that.
See, it's funny because it goes back to another podcast we did. It's just funny. I hope everybody had a fantastic Christmas.
Yeah. Merry whatever.
Yeah, Mary, whatever. Hopefully you were Mary 6 feet away from anyone named Mary. But I hope you had a good day. Hopefully you were safe, and you got to enjoy and relax and hang out and do whatever you and yours do on Christmas. You and yours?
You know what? It fits the today's theme really well. Because this is actually not that far from OU. We are still in the Appalachians of the United States.
We've had a couple episodes between them, but...
That's true. I mean, for me, like, where I am at mentally. Apparently, yeah. I'm just stuck in the heartland.
Okay. That's okay. There's great people there.
Yeah. Well, we're going to learn about a whole new family. There's not a lot to this episode, like, setup-wise.
Okay.
So, we're kind of just going to get into it.
Put us there in the moment.
All right.
I want to be in that house.
You know, before we start, I do want to tell you, I do have family that lives in Kentucky.
Were they there for this thing, this incident that you're about to tell us?
No, because this happens way in the past.
Can they tell me what they were eating? I bet it was finger looking good.
They probably had hot dogs.
Yeah.
But they probably had a lot of...
A lot of hot dogs.
Stuff that's like really grill heavy.
No buns. Just dogs.
Yeah, just dogs.
Smashing.
Are you ready to jump into the Hawkinsville Goblin story?
Head first.
All right, so let's go. Like I said, there's not a lot of setup, but all of the events are according to the police report that the Sutton family gave on the same evening whilst they were recovering from their ordeal.
So this is all from a police report?
Yeah. Until a certain point. And I'll tell you when that is.
Okay. Do like a dinging sound.
Yeah. This is like 3/4 of the movie where it cuts to like actual time.
Okay.
Yeah. Combined, the extended family of the Suttons and the Taylors made for 11 people. The carnivore-working Sutton family was excited to spend time together catching up with their friends, the Taylors.
The carnival working?
Yeah, they're carnival people.
Oh.
They're working in carnivals.
Okay. That's like, do they do acrobatic stuff or do they sell like popcorn?
Because no,
one of those is kind of cool and one of those...
They're like the people like setting it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Like the people setting up the carnival.
Do you think anybody died on their watch and do you think they felt guilty about it? Those are two questions.
I don't know and probably not.
Okay.
So they were excited to spend time with their friends, the Taylors, who were from out of town. But they also had roots in the Hawkinsville, the Taylors did. Like, they had family.
So there's the Suttons and the Taylors.
Yep, two families.
And the Taylors had family in Kentucky, but they know the Suttons who are in Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah, the Taylors used to live in Kentucky, moved out of Kentucky, I think to Nashville.
Wherever the carnivals be, they be.
But the Suttons are still from Kentucky, so they went back home, visited friends and family.
Gotcha.
So the young patriarchs of the family, Billy and Lucky, aka Lucky, were good friends. They're young, like 21 and 26.
When they started being friends?
No, that's how old they are.
Oh, okay.
They're young. And this takes place in 1955. So they all met up at the Suttons' house in August for a summer get-together. And the Suttons' farmhouse is set outside of Kelly and Hawkinsville, both towns. So it's like in between them.
Okay.
The farmhouse itself that the family resided in, it lacked things like a telephone, electricity, and running water.
Wow. Hey, come spend the time. Can spend the week at our house. We got nothing. You guys can bring food, right?
Yeah.
We have grass.
Yeah. It's 1955, right?
So yes.
Yeah. However, so we're going to get right into the evening.
Okay.
The traumatic event started at 7 p.m. And that's when Billy Ray Taylor went to the water pump for some cool, fresh water because they didn't have any in the house because there was no running water.
Man, it just makes you appreciate life right now.
I know,
right? I'm thirsty. Let me go outside to our pump.
No. Are you kidding me? That would suck.
I would just dehydrate. I would just be like a pruning plant in my bed. Say, I'll be fine.
I'd have to do like rock, paper, scissors with Stephanie.
I need it.
It really makes you appreciate that episode more. So when he was drinking water, his mouth went slack, and he dropped his tin cup into the grass, and he stared into the twilight sky. A silver flying saucer streaked across the scene, accompanied by different neon flashing lights. Billy watched it decline sharply, and it seemed to go down fairly close to the farm. Now he ran into his house screaming that he'd seen something fall out of the sky.
And his mama said, Billy Ray, tell y'all, best calm your mouth down. And where'd your cup go?
That's approximately what it sounded like, yeah.
Okay.
The rest of the family did convince Billy to calm down. But about an hour later, they started to hear strange noises outside. It started with booming barks from the family dogs.
That's a weird noise, number one.
Yeah, it's a little strange that they're all freaking out like that.
Like, we got dogs? When did we get dogs? We got two of them?
So they were barking for only a couple minutes, and then they turned tailed and they hid under the house and whimpered.
They hid underneath the house? Like, they burrowed?
I assume there's, like, a little
these place. Mole rat dogs?
That's a thing. Maybe the house wasn't, like, foundationally sound. Maybe it was more like a trailer than a house.
Yeah, maybe it was a trailer, like a touring carnival trailer.
That could actually be.
I would never call an RV trailer a farmhouse.
Or it could be, like, under the porch or something.
Come to our antique, rustic farmhouse. It's a trailer with wheels and no bathroom or water or electricity in the 50s.
Sounds awesome.
Can't wait. Tons of popcorn, though.
Well, popcorn's good. So Billy Ray and Elmer, a.k.a. Lucky Sutton, went outside. The two men were outside staring to the property, and they see a creature float out of the woods. It glowed slightly.
Glowed. I thought you said gloated.
No.
Like it gloated. Like, look at me, I'm floating. I don't need no feet.
Don't you wish? It was about 3 feet tall, and it wore silvery armor. The ears were long and pointed and had flaps, kind of like a bat wing.
Like Dobby.
Yeah, kind of. The arms were long, almost the length of the whole body. The heads were large and almost perfectly round. They also had glowing yellow eyes on the sides of the head.
They're like, Master must give me popcorn so I can be free.
I have a picture. Do you want to see it?
Yeah. It looks like that their spaceship has a Planet Fitness on it. Looks like they get some work in between their intergalactic traveling.
The chest, the defined chest?
Yeah. They focus on the pectoral majors for sure.
Not a lot of late day either because they're floating.
Yeah. Their legs are just flopping.
So, Billy and Lucky see that, and they don't give the creature the chance to chase them. They run inside, and they pull out two guns. They pulled a 20-gauge shotgun, and they pulled out a 22 rifle, which, okay, so I don't know that much about guns, but I know.
I was going to say, so they're guns. I don't
know. I know. I think a 20-gauge is pretty big.
Well, so one's a shotgun, and the other's a rifle?
Yeah, but a 22 is, like, the smallest bullet you can get.
Do you think they brought their own, or do you think they were already there?
Oh, I think they were there. Don't you think they were there?
But do you think, like, did each family bring one? Like, bring a dish and bring your gun?
I think if the family brought some, they'd have more. I think these are both the Sutton's guns.
These are, like, the just-in-case guns.
Well, I think they're the family's hunting guns.
Okay. Okay.
All right, listen, if you're not paying for electricity, you're not paying for dinner.
You don't have to shoot to kill popcorn.
So, cocking both these weapons, Lucky and Billy unload into the little man. That's what they said.
Oh, so they get the guns and they go back out. It's still there.
Oh, it's still there.
Probably curling some 25 pounders.
Actually, its arms were out, like, don't shoot. Its hands were up.
He's like, I'm just God.
No. Don't do it. I know what you're going to do.
I'm not doing nothing.
I thought of it too.
I'm not doing nothing.
Okay. Its hands were up in a don't shoot position. And as the creature was shot, it did a backflip and scrambled into the darkness. And as they see that other creature scramble into the darkness, another creature peers through a screen door in the back. And they turn around, because I think it's like a shotgun house, and they turn around and they fire through that screen door and hit that creature.
What?
And he also did a little flip and scrambled into the darkness.
So these are just like acrobatic, like buff-ass alien things.
They are very athletic.
Okay. They're just trying to show off his stuff. They backflip, though, into, like, a tree.
It's an intimidation. Actually, there is a tree. We're going to get to that in a second.
Okay. So so they never actually left their house. They shot at the first one while they were still in the house.
Yeah, they're like in the house. Doorway. Yeah.
So they're in the doorway and they shoot the first one. And then they turn around and they see one peeking at them.
And they shoot at that one.
And the other nine people are like, yeah, get them. They're chewing popcorn. Yeah, you got it, man.
They are
you got
cowering it. In the corners. They are freaking out.
They're with the dogs burrowed underneath the house.
They would be if they could
they're
be.
Like those, what birds just bury their heads in the...
Ostriches.
Yeah, they're ostriches.
That's a myth. But yeah.
What?
That's a myth.
They don't do that?
No.
There's not sand around them at all times in case they need to bury their heads?
No.
I don't believe that.
Okay. So this is a quote from Glenn Langford, which is Lucky's mom. And she
her name's Glenn?
Glennie.
Glennie. Yeah. That's a short for Glenn?
Glenda. Glendriella. I don't know her full Glenda. Name. It's Glenn. Yeah, probably. So she goes, I went out to the hallway and crouched down to Billy. When I saw one approaching the door, it looked like a 5-gallon gasoline can with a head on top of small legs. It was shimmering bright like metal, like my refrigerator. Shouldn't have a refrigerator. Actually, it's probably like an icebox.
She's like, y'all ever seen Harry Potter? Look like that little Dobby fella.
If you have an accent like that,
I don't think anybody has that accent. And we just lost every listener in Kentucky. Good job. Although,
not my aunt. Billy chased after a creature that darted away. And when he did that, he went outside to chase
it. Did
it
do like 8 front flips in a row? Like no, in the basketball games, the cheerleaders would
just
do
just went around the corner. So he ran outside. And when he went outside, there was another one on the roof. And it swiped at him with its claws.
Except he said, swiper, no swiper.
Well, his family did because they all pulled him inside just in the right nick of time, right? But Billy and Lucky both put their guns up and shot at the creature on the roof.
Man.
And they saw it like roll off the house and then run away into the woods.
Glided or do they have legs now?
Gliding.
Can I see the picture again?
Yeah, sure.
I would have loved to seen him do any type of backflip.
They're small legs.
They do skip leg day.
So the last example of this battle is that Billy and Lucky saw more of these creatures in the nearby tree outside of the house.
In the tree.
In the trees. So there's a couple of them in the trees. And they shot them. They shot them with the guns. But instead of falling out of the trees, they floated down gently and went back into the woods. So these creatures seem to be unharmed by bullets. So really, they're just trying to keep them at bay. And around 11 p.m., probably more like 10:30, they take their chance and they run to the cars. And the families. Everybody in the family, they run to the cars.
The aliens ran to the car. Get in. I can't drive stick. My ship's automatic.
So they run to the cars and they speed to the police station.
Right.
And they make the report. Now, the police get so worked up by this story. So this is where the police report ends.
So this is where it's no longer based on a true police report.
Yeah. So the police get so worked up, they send about 20 police cars over that sail through the hollers of Kentucky.
So what do you mean by worked up? Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh
they freaked God. Out. They freaked out. Oh they called God. In the military police and the state troopers too. So they investigated the property and interviewed the neighbors. The neighbors that were interviewed, they did say they heard gunshots.
Okay.
They also said they saw lights in the sky.
Okay. Nothing about little gymnastic people with big ears?
No. It didn't seem that. It was focused on the Suttons and the Taylors.
We were watching the Olympics outside. It was great.
The police that were on the property, they found the destruction of the firearms. So, like, broken windows, broken wood. But they did not find any bodies.
Did they find any judge tables with scores from backflips and things like that?
Yeah, there was a little one. They were like, that's strange.
Oh, a 10.
But in the property line where the woods started, there was a green glowing light. But they were scared and they did not investigate.
Wait, so the cops did see a green glowing light?
Yes,
in the woods. All right, we got all these troopers. We have all these police people, names that I don't remember that you said. And there's a suspicious green light. But let's investigate this broken window glass a little bit more.
They did not investigate the woods.
What a fail. But so this is after the police report. Is that in the police report?
Yeah. So it's like this isn't until about 2:30 a.m. So at 2:30 a.m., they clear the house and they clear the property. And the Taylor family, they leave. They go back home. They start going home. The Sutton family is tired.
So their house is kind of f***ed up. Like, so wait, was it a Sutton or was it a Taylor that shot in the house?
I think they both did.
I thought there was one specifically that shot at the one that was peeking through the window.
Oh, they both Billy and Lucky both shot everything.
It'd be really funny if it was the Taylors that really just messed everything up. Like, all right, we'll see you later. We're going to the Marriott down the road.
Yeah, no, they leave. They start going back home. So the Suttons are tired. They decide they're going to go to bed, try to forget about this nightmare. However, that same night, Glennie, Lucky's mom, sees another creature staring at her out the window at about 3 a.m. She calmly wakes up and says, Lucky, please get in here. Lucky, please get in here.
Yeah, the little goblin thing is like, so what'd you make for dinner?
And you can't catch Lucky slipping because he is strapped. And he pulls out his gun and he continues this battle without his wingman Billy till about 5 a.m. the next day.
Do you think they had like little like heart-shaped necklaces where one person gets one half and the other gets the other?
Oh, Billy and Lucky?
Yes.
Dear God, I hope so.
I hope he had a gun in his pillow that he just, like, he sleeps on a gun and he just whipped it out of the pillow.
Man, I don't think Lucky was sleeping. I think he let everybody else go to bed, but he was just, like, loading his gun.
Just waiting.
Yeah. Because that's what I would do. I wouldn't.
It's pretty late, though.
Yeah.
You might get a little sleepy.
But, I mean, think of that adrenaline rushing through you.
That would have been 3 hours, 4 hours beforehand. Still. Okay. No, I've never been there, so I wouldn't know.
So people think that in 2017, an eclipse that went over Hopkinsville is responsible for calling these goblins back to Kentucky.
Did you get those cool glasses where you could look at the eclipse?
No, I was actually studying for the LSAT. I was busy.
The LACT?
LSAT.
LSAT.
Yes.
That's right. That was the law time.
Anyway. Yes, yeah.
That you, even, you know, that doesn't mean you couldn't have got the glasses to look at this thing. I imagine you still slept and used the restroom and ate and breathed.
I guess that's true, but I didn't care.
Okay. I feel like there's like a whole group of people now that are probably a little blind, but they're like, I saw it. Yep, I saw that eclipse. I can't see anything now.
So that's all I see.
But I saw that.
And what's interesting about that eclipse is that the path of the eclipse went right over Hopkinsville because a lot of people went there.
It went over the whole world, right?
It did go over the world, but the line went through Hopkinsville, Kentucky. And that's interesting because the eclipse happened on the anniversary of the incident. It happened on the 37th parallel.
And that'll probably be an episode one day, but that's like the UFO line, right? Like that's like known for like UFO sightings and activity. That is that latitude, yes.
I don't know the difference.
Longitude is straight. Like if you're doing a latitude and longitude for like a location. So the latitude is long ways, longitude is tall ways.
Because long and then like lat.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so those are the connections between the eclipse and the incident.
A little bit of a reach, but it's interesting that it did have, I mean, it feels like a ploy to get that city bumping. Hey, it's the anniversary. It's the eclipse. Come here.
But it's interesting that it went over the same spot.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Because a lot of people like flocked there, right? To see it. Yeah.
It was a whole thing.
It's something. It's interesting.
So should we move on to the discussion?
Let's discuss.
So I think there are three really possibilities to what happened here.
Okay.
I think there's something that's kind of like a more innocent, maybe something that's a little less innocent, and then something supernatural.
Okay.
So for the innocent thing, I kind of think that it's a party, right? They get a little, they're having a lot of fun, and then they pull the guns, and then they realize they shouldn't have shot up the house.
Too much fun.
And then they go to the police. And they go to police so they can file a report. So they make up a story on the way, and this is the story.
So that the police can arrest?
No, it's not to arrest.
Who wants to be the sacrificial lamb?
I think it's so they can file an insurance policy or something.
Oh.
Something mundane like that.
Like, yeah, our house got shut up, aliens. Will we be getting that in cash? Or
exactly.
It broke our popcorn machine. It's all we got.
Definitely like to get some running water in here.
Yeah, if we could get on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The not so innocent theory is that they were doing drugs and drinking. The party got wild and they kind of like group mentality'd these things into existence and they freaked themselves out so bad they ran to the cops.
If it was an all adult party, maybe, and unless like it was a prank by one of the Taylors or the And it was like putting a hallucinogen in the food, or if it was maybe it was an accident. I don't really know. But the group mentality or the group think, the conformity of like maybe only Billy and Lucky thought it was something, and everybody else started buying in. Maybe, but Glennie did report to see something through the window.
That's true.
So that's at least a third person.
Well, the others were like hiding. Glenny was kind of staring out the windows and praying because she thought this was demons.
Yeah, that makes me think she's not a person that would take drugs.
Not intentionally.
So, I mean, but you really... Okay, so the supernatural, I would assume, is that...
The supernatural is maybe what happened.
Yeah.
Maybe this was aliens attacking.
What about... Okay, the craziest thing to me... Like, lights in the sky? Cool. Backflipping aliens? I'm down. The police seeing a green light and being like, nah.
It's strange.
Let's talk about this broken door here and this glass on the ground. Looks a little suspicious. Is this buttered popcorn or... Why wouldn't they investigate? Especially since it's not like there's two policemen. Like, one squad car, two guys, a lot of donuts, not really want to work that night, just want to get in and out. Then I'm like, okay, yeah, they just wanted to clock in, clock out. But you said that there was all these people there. Like, you didn't say SWAT, but you said like every word about police besides SWAT.
Military police and state troopers.
And none of them. They all collectively, like, they huddled up. They're like, all right, guys, see that green light over there? The really weird looking one? Yeah. Okay. Let's ignore it. But what if, no, we're going to ignore it. Okay.
So what I think probably happened, they told themselves it wasn't real. And maybe, I think it was like the faintest glow. Maybe they thought it was like a fire or something settling down.
Ah, man, I
don't know. Like, I feel like they just didn't want to do it.
That feels indefensible as a police officer in this story. Like, they're already coming to you talking about aliens. You know what I mean? It's like, they're already setting the stage for you to go investigate that. That's crazy to me. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean everything else is true. That just kind of blows my mind.
They only sent one officer to go near the woods, and he kind of put his flashlight in there, and... He got nothing out of it. He's like, yeah, I don't see anything. I think he was kind of freaked out, honestly.
Probably. I don't blame him for that, but...
Yeah, they didn't really investigate the woods thoroughly.
Imagine... Well, what did they conclude? Like, what did the police report conclude? Did it say? It's just like, nothing happened.
They said, it's clear.
We're good. You guys are fine.
Yeah.
You might want to fix this door.
And you wonder why people don't trust the police. No signs of... They said they found no signs of little green men.
That's because they're all doing backflips in the woods.
Yeah, so I mean, I like, it's hard to give this story any kind of like respect because there's no real proof.
Yeah, it's just the only thing is I don't know why they would destroy their own property, and I don't know why the police wouldn't investigate the green lighting. You said the neighbors did see lights in the sky.
They did.
I wish there was more description there. That could be so many things. You could see one shooting star. Yeah, I saw a light in the sky. I made a wish. Didn't come true.
Especially in the backwoods of Kentucky.
I still live here.
That could be so bright in the sky.
Maybe they...
So many stars.
Dude, what if they saw it and they made a wish and they're like, in 2020, Baker Mayfield. I can only hope.
Ultimately, I give this story a skeptical because it's hard for me to give it any kind of... Like, it's 11... it's 11 witnesses, but did they really witness it all?
Okay, so let's go with fact. Everybody there... Besides just Billy and Lucky claims to have seen it.
True.
And the police did see something glowing.
True.
Neighbors did see lights in the sky.
True.
There was damage.
Yes.
And for some reason, I'm like Lucky and Billy, I'm like, eh. But for some reason, Glenny seeing it look at her through the window is a little bit, I don't know why, she feels a little bit more believable to me.
That is the most unnerving one, isn't it?
Yeah, but she's very calm. She's like, hey, Lucky, get your ass in here.
Yes.
Blow this bitch up.
Yeah, that's...
I'm going to give it a viable.
Yeah.
Just because there are some interesting facts. I don't think the eclipse has anything to do with it. I think that's
coincidence.
I didn't even really hear anything about the eclipse in this town at that time. But if there was, I feel like... We looked it up and it looks like they were trying to change, like become like Eclipseville, like the town name. Sounds like it was a marketing ploy. It's like, let's get people in here. Let's get some money. Let's sell some shirts. We're Eclipseville. Because this one family, two families, 11 people saw some shit 60 years ago, 70 years ago.
Yeah. Skeptical for sure.
I'm going to go viable just because I want to live in a world where there's backflipping aliens.
I think it's an interesting story, but I think that's all it is.
Yeah. I wish there was more. I'm very disappointed in the police in this. Only time in my life I've ever been disappointed in the police. Right here.
That's the story of the Kelly Hopkinsville Goblins. So I hope you found that interesting story.
That's a kind of a classic alien one, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's one of the first stories that came up with the idea of little green men.
Yep.
And that's what kind of spread that around. So yeah, you're right. It's one of those classic kind of stories.
Probably not as big as the Betty Barney, which we'll get to one day, but it's a fun one. It's one we've talked about before.
Yes.
In a different world.
I think it's fun because it's guns and creatures that are immortal.
Yeah. Like it would be directed by Michael Bay.
Yeah.
Just guns and...
It'd be a, I don't know if it's a movie, but it'd be a pretty cool one.
Imagine a Kelly and Hopkinsville ballet.
Ballet?
Like a ballet, like the Nutcracker, but it's this story told through ballet.
I guess I'd watch it.
You would, I mean, if people are watching The Rat King still do that shit, I think people would absolutely watch a Kelly Hopkinsville ballet. I think we should write it. Not the music, just the dialogue, which there's none, so we already did it.
Yeah. I think it'd be a great movie.
Imagine people in tights. Imagine this family, this Kentucky?
Yeah.
This Kentucky family in tights, leotards, and then these people dressed up like these aliens in
tights. They have to be kids.
And they're doing dances and backflips on stage. They have to be kids. And there's just this intense southern music and... I think pages. Everybody can picture exactly what I'm picturing right now, and it is beautiful.
I can kind of see it, and that's wrong. But again, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you have, please do us the favor of leaving us a review and 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
And we'll read it, and we'll post it, and...
We will retweet it.
Yeah, well, and...
Will we?
Well, it's not really a retweet. It would have to be a tweet for it to be a retweet.
We'll share the story.
We'll post it on our Instagram stories, and we'll tell our parents, and they'll be very proud of
us. I'll tell my dad.
And again, I hope everybody had a fantastic Christmas. This has come out before New Year's, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, this will be the last time you hear from us before 2021. This is the last 2020 Believing the Bizarre episode. So I hope you had a great Christmas, and I hope you have an equally great and safe New Year's.
Yeah. So thank you again for joining us.
As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
A podcast as bizarre as you are.